Well, on the 95 line with us this morning, Warner Music Nashville recording artist Michael Ray. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're getting set to see you coming up in our neck of the woods at Galva a week from Saturday. The Back Road Music Festival. Looking forward to that event in Galva, Illinois.
It's going to be a good time, man. We've been this year's been awesome being able to play a lot of festivals, so it's always a good time to get out and just enjoy the outdoors and enjoy seeing everybody, everybody coming together and celebrating country music.
Well, exactly. You know, at this time of year, it's fair and festival season around here, and I'm sure you've been to many places and performed in a lot of interesting locations. For this one, your view is going to be a cornfield and windmills that we have in the backdrop there. So, in Galva, it's the Galva Park District is the event. It's a nice natural amphitheater, actually. It wasn't obviously designed that way, but it works out perfectly for the show, and we have a great time at that event, so we're so looking forward to seeing you there, Michael. And one of the things that I find very interesting is how you get your start, and you come from Florida. How did Michael from Florida get to Nashville?
My family had a band when I was a kid, and it was my dad, my grandfather, my cousins, and my uncle, and they just had me on stage when I was just a little kid holding a little fake Kermit the Frog guitar, and then when I was about 9 years old, I started really wanting to learn how to play, and so my dad and my grandfather started teaching me, and next thing you know, I was playing every weekend in bands with my grandfather, and during high school, I didn't go to my prom. I played the weekend of my prom.
Did you really?
Yeah, so during high school, I was playing bars and right out of high school, and then just started kind of going back and forth to Nashville, and just kind of always been doing it, I guess.
It's just part of your genetics, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm really not good at anything else. So it helps you focus on one thing.
Yeah, I guess so. And once you got to Nashville, now, did you? One of the things that really launched your career was being on the CW with The Next, Famous at Your Doorstep. Did you meet John Rich prior to him being your mentor on that show?
No, that, like in passing a couple times. But that was our first time. That was how I got to know John real well. And, you know, he became a real good friend to me. And he's stayed a mentor to me even after the show, and him and I, you know, written songs together. We wrote "Runaway with You," mm-hmm. their single together, and so that show, man, just honestly came out of nowhere, and we agreed to do it, and I'm glad we did, man. It really kind of accelerated that year for us. We were already playing shows and stuff like that, and you know, just staying on the road in a tour van and playing anywhere anybody would have us.
Yeah.
So that show, you know, when it came out, we just agreed to do it, and a big purpose was because John was on it.
So are you considered part of John's music mafia? Is that still a thing, the music mafia?
I'm waiting on my ring. I don't have a mafia ring yet, so I don't know if it's official, but I'm a distant cousin, I guess.
I just thought that was cool, the music mafia that John and his group had going there in Nashville for a while. As far as, you know, a lot of times when it comes to a newer artist, people think that it's an overnight success, but it sounded like your overnight success was years and years in the making.
Oh, man, I think we were in the tour van for like 9 years. 12-passenger, 15-passenger van, just playing wherever we could. And I think it was Randy Travis that said he was a 10-year overnight success or something.
Yeah.
That's what makes everything so much better whenever you finally start hearing your songs on radio or hearing people sing your songs back. It's like, man, all these years with your band and your friends and everybody kind of grinding it out, it makes those moments that much better.
So when you recorded Kiss You in the Morning and it was released, did you have that feeling that this was going to be the one, this would be the song that would make it all happen?
We have fingers crossed. We definitely, when Kiss You in the Morning, when we finished cutting it, we got the masters back. We all listened to it, and we were like, all right, yeah, we felt like we had something. The whole team did, and people I played it for were like, man, yeah, that's a hit. And so we knew that that's how well we wanted to launch our career with. But we just hope that everybody else heard what we heard in it.
Yeah.
And thankfully they did. So.
And then, of course, Real Men Love Jesus was also a great success. Think a Little Less, also on top of the charts there. And now working on a new album, I understand.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we actually go back in into August, and we got the brand new single "Get to You" out right now.
Yeah, saw that on your website. That's awesome. It's already available to download and stream right there.
All over wherever you get your music.
All right, Michael Ray, Warner Music Nashville recording artist, coming to Galva, to our neck of the woods here a week from Saturday. So looking forward to the Backroad Music Festival, and I assume the rest of the summer is fairs and festivals for you, Michael.
Yeah. The last couple of years we've been very fortunate, and we toured last year with Darius and Brantley Gilbert before that, and we've been on major tours, so this year we've done all fairs and festivals and partying in cornfields, man.
So, you know, you brought up Darius, which I go back all the way to the Hootie and the Blowfish days with Darius as far as following his career. And I've only had a chance to meet him once, and it was like for 2 seconds. What kind of guy is Darius? I mean, you got to tour with him last year.
He is one of the coolest, nicest guys. I mean, I learned so much from that tour that I'll carry with me for the rest of my career because of Darius.
Yeah,
he's great, man, and he's one of the guys that still cares and he still loves what he does and just really took time with my, not only me but Dan and Shay was on the tour as well. So all three of us just were, I mean, we all still keep in contact, and he's been a great friend.
That is awesome. It's, you know, he comes across that way as far as his persona, that he's so into the music and just cares about what he's doing. And so it's great to hear that's actually the way that guy is. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Darius, what you see on stage, man, that's who he is. There's no changing.
All right. Now, have you performed with Dylan Scott or Travis Tritt anywhere along the lines? So would this be your first time to maybe run across these guys? They're going to be at the Backroad Music Festival as well.
No, actually, I've done a couple of shows with Dylan. Mm-hmm. Super pumped him getting the number one with My Girl.
Yeah.
He's been at it a long time. Talk about someone that's been on the grind. Dylan's been grinding.
Yeah.
I got one of the coolest Travis Tritt stories, I feel.
Oh yeah.
We did a show in Nashville at the Bridgestone Arena, honoring Randy Travis.
Oh yeah, I remember
and,
that.
And so I was asked to if I'd be part of it, which he's one of my biggest heroes. And so I was like, absolutely. And I did He Walked on Water, a song that I was always singing with my grandfather and stuff. And so at the very end, we all go on stage, everybody. And I'm talking, Garth Brooks was there, Wynonna Judd. I mean, I just name it. Everybody, I just looked around and was like, what am I doing on this stage right now?
Totally awestruck, right?
Oh, my gosh, completely. I mean, Randy Travis is there. I'm just like, how did I get here? Like, I felt like at any moment someone's going to be like, no, sir, you come off. Like, no, you. And we're singing Amazing Grace, and I feel this hand come over my shoulder. And, I mean, Travis Tritt was one of the biggest artists that, I mean, he changed so much of country music. And you know, his music just is something I grew up on. And I looked over, and it's Travis Tritt, and that was the first time I ever met him, was on stage with all these people, me and him singing Amazing Grace together. So, of course, I grabbed my phone. I was like, hey, Travis, real quick, let's get this real fast. I was like, I don't know. No one's going to believe me on this. But yeah.
You have to have the photo evidence of that one.
That's it. Yeah, no one's going to believe I'm up here with Garth, you, Randy, all these other amazing legends. So.
Yeah, that is awesome. And, you know, you said it. A lot of us grew up with Travis as far as, you know, in the 90s and on, as far as his style of country music. And I was so looking forward to his performance as well. But Michael Ray, so excited that you're coming to Galva to the Backroad Music Festival. And thanks so much for spending time with us this morning.
Anytime, buddy. Looking forward to it. Thank you.